Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys. Ohio State offensive coordinator Chip Kelly spoke in a press conference yesterday and was asked about Will Howard's passer rating and answered it with some shade over concerns over the Buckeyes' slate of noon kickoffs.
He's a 60% career passer before he got here. The scheme and talent around him can change that. But did you see when you saw him a 70%
passer? Yeah, actually, Will said if he gets to play at noon, he can complete 80% of his passes. So I think the controversy's over. So now you get a noon kickoff, he'll complete 80. So I think we can all, I know a lot of people have problems with what we're doing, but if it means the quarterback can complete 80% of his passes, we'll take it. So.
Is Chip Kelly done being a head coach in football? At least in college football? I don't think the pros would have him back, but is he done being a head coach in college football?
No, I'm wondering what someone would have to pay him, right, for him to want to have that responsibility again.
He's having fun again.
Although, I tell you.
He's having fun.
Here's my question about so many coaches left the profession because in college because another guy resigned yesterday. I can't remember who it was, but it's just the NIU coach, Northern Iowa. He said it's not pure. This sport is not pure anymore. And he said he's just not interested in that anymore.
What?
But I've heard that he's not alone. I mean, you haven't heard people say this, that they this wild, wild west, this era. You're just seeing more and more guys kind of allude to that. But what I wonder is, what recruiting do you even have to do like at places like Ohio State where they're going to have a general manager? Alabama already has a general manager. And you have a collective that's going to pay, and if your staff or if you've got your staff in place, like why is it that big of a deal? You've got a GM, you've got boosters that are going to support this to the tune of 20 plus million for your team. They'll get your players whatever they need. Do you think Chip Kelly might rethink it if they streamline that and he doesn't have to be on the phone getting asked for handouts?
But
not going to be you. It's going to be the GM.
Exactly. Well, and I think that's a tremendous point. However, like I keep hearing about, and this was last offseason, and it's not like I felt bad for Ryan Day, but it's like, man, you want to be with your team. You want to be coaching. You do not want to be at a fundraising event during practice. You do not want to do that.
Yeah.
And he had to go, like, that's why he brought in Bill O'Brien, who then went to BC for obvious reasons. And then he brought in Chip Kelly. And Chip Kelly's got to run that. I hear that Chip Kelly's got to run that offense on days that Ryan Day can't be there because he's got to go to fundraising crap.
Well, they're going to crack down on the dates.
They have to.
They're going to figure a lot of that out, I think, in the coming years because right now there's too many weaknesses, and I think all the schools are going to get together on this. They actually the way that this is getting more centralized now. Well, the loss of the NCAA. You know, decentralized stuff. Well, what are they all trying to do? They're trying to get it back. Might not be called the NCAA, but
there will still be a body.
Yeah, they're going to want some order to this so that everybody knows what's going to be allowed, what makes sense, what's also good. Believe it or not, people laugh at this. What's good for the student athletes? They're getting paid now, but let's make sure that, you know, they have jobs, can't just be taken away from them. that there's some security there. And I think in the end, like, yeah, Mike Vrabel might not want to recruit in college. Will he have to if, hey, I want that linebacker. What does he want? What is he charging us? What's his going rate?
Yeah.
All right, we have a GM that can handle that.
Well, there
that's all the players care about now, right?
Yeah.
A lot of them?
I think so. I think that the transfer portal needs to be once a year. You want to do Wild West, do it once a year. Don't do it after spring practice. You want to do it during the winter, do it during the winter. Let it ride and have it open for a period of time, and then that's it. I don't think you can do it twice a year. I think it's ridiculous. That I will get. By the way, this coach, Mark Farley, he's 61 years old. I understand that now. Okay. For a second, I thought you were talking about North Dakota State for a second when you said UNI. You were talking about UNI, and I misheard you. I'm sorry. This guy's 61 years old. Yeah, he's allowed to say the purity of college football is gone because he got into it for different reasons probably 40 years ago. And yeah, it's different now, and some guys can handle it, and some guys don't need to handle it. But I do think that there's some changes coming. I do think that the election changes a lot of stuff. I think that the people who want, quote unquote, more pure college football are probably going to get more pure college football coming up in January or in a year soon after that. I do think there will be, it's amazing, I think that there will be more regulation, which seems to be in the face of who's in charge. There will be, I think, a little bit more regulation on this, which is odd to say. But yeah, I think that the people who are like, I can't follow it for this reason or that reason, and it has to do with NIL, it has to do with the personal choice to go about. I've come up with different reasons, different scenarios. One of those is making those players employees, which that's a big brain conversation we've talked about. But I know that you lose programs because of that. I don't want to lose programs because of employment, but that's a different conversation. I just hear a guy like Chip Kelly. He is so unencumbered by any of this. Like, I have to think, would Brett Venables like to be put out of his misery, make a lot of money, and go be a coordinator again?
Probably.
A guy like that. Just coaching football, enjoying your players, getting your guys together. Let's do some inside run for 30 minutes. Let's see who's men instead of, all right, I got to be here at 4:40 because I have to go raise $10 million. And if I don't do it, we're going to be in a lot of trouble here. And then have to deal with the transfer portal twice a year. Like Mike Gundy. I think Mike Gundy is quiet quitting right now at Oklahoma State. Great piece by our good friend Mitch there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.